you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Makes me feel like better starting again somewhere new. Were you born to resist or be abused? I swear I'll never give in. I refuse. Is someone getting the best?
Yeah, that's right. Our boy, Dave Grohl, he likes to pick it up at the end, if you will. He likes to start screaming at the end of every song. But that's our boy.
Yes.
That is our boy. Probably the best rock and roll band today. Oh, definitely the best rock and roll band today. What's the matter, Christopher?
Oh, well, there's a screw loose here.
Oh, well.
And this time it's not me.
That is nothing new. Anyways, all right, well... I'll try to get into the next song.
As I'm doing some...
as quick
quantum,
as possible.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, what are you, all right, what are you, MacGyver?
Yeah, MacGyver. I'm Frankie MacGyver.
Oh, yeah, you sound like it.
I'm not the real
what
MacGyver.
That's airway farts. Don't worry, you know, pay no attention to the man trying to fix his screw loose and making airway farts. Anyways...
I feel like, you know, and now in this corner...
There you go, yeah. Hey, why not?
With the red...
That was before Buffer.
Yeah. The old days, it used to just come down from the ceiling.
It did, you're right.
The dude with the mustache, remember him?
Yeah, with the like, rock, yeah.
The guy looked like he was a ringleader.
The curly,
in the
yeah, the mustache, yeah. Yeah. Raleigh Fingers mustache.
Yes.
That was when it was in the 20s.
Oh, yes. The Raleigh Fingers.
The Raleigh mustache. Fingers, yes.
Look it up, kids.
Anyways, 9. It's 9:14. No, it's 4:14 in the afternoon. Welcome aboard, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. I'm DJ Pauly B, and sitting across from me is the absolute funniest man in Medford, at least, I would say, or at least in this room.
Well, I might be the second funniest guy in the room. Depends on the day. Depends on how the show goes.
Well, welcome aboard, kids. And on this 28th day of November, wow, it's almost December, man. By the way, I wanted to ask you, how was your... Thanksgiving
was good. It was very quiet because I've been really busy and I needed
you killed everyone.
So my wife had to leave the country
because you killed everyone and she was a witness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I understand.
So she had to
now.
Leave the country, but we'll leave it at that. No, she had to do something for work, which took her out to Portugal. And
what better place to spend Thanksgiving, you know, American holiday than Portugal?
Yeah, no kidding. So, you know, she filled up on sushi and wine, and I stayed home with the dog, watched football, and drank a lot of scotch.
Wow.
So it was a Thursday.
How come I wasn't invited?
I didn't want to keep you away from your family.
No, you know, my family at the Golden Banana was great. They had a great turkey layout. You know, it was awesome.
Yeah, pass the stuffing.
Pass
right
the
here.
Stuffing, yes. Would you like a leg or a breast? So, yeah, that was fun. No, I want to say I had a great Thanksgiving as usual. It was very, very low-key.
Very nice.
You know, my mom and they're getting older, up in the age, so they don't go way, 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 way overboard like they used to.
Which is way overboard.
Which is always way overboard.
Yes.
And so it was quaint. Yeah, and then, so it was fun. Then I went to Don's house, and, we just drank our turkey away.
Yes, drink.
The tryptophan put me out, honestly, for a couple hours watching football. But, you know.
Oh, I thought it was the
quality. I got my second wind.
I thought it was the quality of the Dallas Cowboys play that may have put you to sleep.
Now I know why they call it the tryptophan, because you're so groggy after you eat it. I tripped over an actual fan. Yeah, flat on my face. I was. I tripped the fan.
Laid right out.
Yeah. So I was out for a couple hours, and I woke up for the late game.
Which really was another piece of garbage game.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Oh, my God. The Giants. So,
I think...
By the way, you know what they're going to do Sunday at Giants Stadium? They're going to put a big blue dumpster in the middle of the field and see if fans can tell the difference.
I doubt it.
They're just going to light on fire. There's going to be a huge dumpster fire.
Well, they should, first of all, they should just put all the players in there and then light it on fire. Who cares about the Giants?
Oh, good. Man.
I tell you, it almost couldn't happen for a better team.
No kidding. They benched Manning.
They did. I wasn't
Geno
sure
Smith.
If they were going to do that. Well, guess what, dude? Time to move on. That means go down to the Foxy Lady and turn over your Chevy Blazer on the highway.
You know, I was there that night. You know whose fault that was?
Yours?
No. Corey's.
Somehow I tend to believe that.
Yes, because he was acting like a bigwig because, I know him from when I was managing at Vincent's. So he bought shots of Jack Daniels for everybody.
Oh, so, yeah, he opened the gate.
Yeah, so we're in the, we see Mo there. He's got on him a greasy girl.
You sure wasn't Mo LeMay?
No, it wasn't Mo LeMay.
Okay, all right.
He didn't have a 38 jersey on. Only two people. I don't even think Harry Sinden remembers Mo LeMay playing for the Bruins. I don't think Neely remembers playing on a team with him.
Oh, good Lord.
So, so he's sitting there, and he's got a greasy girl on him, and he's got...
What's better than that?
And then he's got a thing of, like, greasy onion rings that was stacked, like, up to here. If you, being that this is radio, you can't see where up to here is, so use your imagination.
Yes.
He doesn't know whether to grab the girl or the rings, so he goes for the rings.
The onion rings?
And so then Corey
comes
over the shots.
Wow, it was Mo Vaughn, man.
And Mo's like, yeah, man. So Mo took one, and then Corey's
was
like,
was he the last player to wear 42?
Yes.
Maybe for us, anyway.
For
I don't know. Maybe in the league? I don't know. No,
Mo Rivera.
That's right. Yeah, Mo Rivera. See, a lot of people, this isn't a sports show, even though it sounds like one right now.
It's everything.
We're
going
to get to the music and the nonsense. It's pretty much nonsense right now, actually, if you knew what we were talking about.
Yes, exactly.
But I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And I was going to say this is our second helping show, if you will. But I don't know if that would have went over well. So we're just calling it Two for Tuesday. So basically what we are going to do is play songs, double shots of your favorite band. You guys want to hear anything? The number here is 855-915-9636. Or you can just throw it up on one of our websites, the Giddy Up website or my website. I shouldn't say website, I should say Facebook. And if you wanted to hear one of your favorite bands, and maybe I could do a double shot. But I know you guys can sit back, enjoy, well, at least make it easier for the afternoon ride home. And I hope we accomplish that all the time for you guys. Because I know how tough it is, you know. But at least if you're hearing some great music and stuff, sometimes
and
it makes it easier.
You're hearing our lovely voices.
Yeah, well, that's to go without saying.
And if you're the right caller, if you are the right caller into this here Giddy Up Studios,
yes.
What we will do is we will be the voice of your GPS. We will give you directions over the air.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not really sure where you're going, but...
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but
just minor details.
We're idea men. We don't get into the specifics. We're about the big picture. We're big picture guys.
We are. Yes, we've been in many big pictures.
Huge pictures.
Well, you know, I guess porn still counts, right?
Yes. Well, we were, you know, as people don't know, that we met on a porn shoot in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and I think
9-year-olds were huge in China back then. You know, big market for us.
I think I'm gonna grow that mustache. I miss it sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes. All right, so we're gonna do our double shots. I would imagine, and I don't know where I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start with really classic, or. More upbeat. I'm not sure. What do you think, Christopher?
Whatever you want to do is fine. You know, as long as it's not Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine, I say go with something upbeat.
All right. I probably could pull that off. I would think so. So, yeah. So we'll take a quick break. It's 40 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. and Boston. And I will be back, you know, later on in the second hour with your weekly forecast, I guess you could say. And we'll go from there.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll go from there. We used to be on Fridays, but hopefully we'll be back in a couple months.
Well, maybe it could be a matter of weeks. Who knows?
It could be.
This is December.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to some music. And I promise we will be back very shortly. And want to take us out, Christopher?
I think I can. You are listening to The Giddy Up. Yes, your ears are not deceiving you. It's Tuesday and you're listening to The Giddy Up.
Are you?
Yes, on 91.5 WMFO. Beautiful,
right.
Historic Medford.
We'll be right back. Some chilies.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. That is right, boys and girls. A little double shot of the Chili's. One of my, myself and Christopher's very favorite bands ever. As we terrorized the Chili's on Tuesdays back in the day when we, neither one of us had, we both had the Tuesdays off for some strange reason.
Yeah.
And Chili's had, what was it, all-you-can-eat fajitas?
Yeah.
All-you-can-eat fajitas.
And we were starving ourselves
and
on Monday.
I believe we are the only two, other than John Panette, that ever got shut off from a buffet.
They gave us a $25 gift card if we'd leave.
That's right. They did. And now they have our pictures up on the Chili's post office. There's such thing as that. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls.
Too bad hombres.
Yeah, two for Tuesday, giddy up. And that was, of course, the Chili Peppers, and before that was the Foo Fighters. But that's nothing very, you know, out of the ordinary, playing a double shot of Foo Fighters when we start our show. And so it's 40 degrees here, and it's getting chillier. Chillier, if that's a word.
It's a lot of
more chili. I want more chili. I want more Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, I know that was goofy.
Hey, your show, do what you want.
Our show. You take some of that brunt.
Are you brunting me?
I just brunted you. Yeah, at least I didn't brant you. Yeah, you would have known that.
I've been branted.
All right, so boys and girls, as I said, 4:33 in the afternoon, and now's the time where we appreciate all our listeners and never depreciate.
No.
But we're not just to let you know, we are
business.
We appreciate you and are thinking of you. So take it away, funny man.
Yes, I will. So today is the 28th of the month of November. That's right. It's a long Christmas season because it was an early Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
it was.
Yeah. So, for this lovely day, this 28th of November, here are your shout-outs. Batting leadoff, superfan up in Salem, where they finally got the last of the Halloween revelers out last night. One guy just sitting there.
Hey! Yeah, you can
I've got a pumpkin on my head. I got a pumpkin on my head.
You can take the mask off now, sir.
That's Jennifer Kanter-Rosinski. Lead 'em.
We love you.
The lovely and talented Miss Dawn Chase.
We love you.
DJ Colin D and Eric Wilson.
And we love you.
And
we love everybody.
We love everybody.
Yes, we do.
Mon Kim and Malden Trans, who
we love
a lot. And sponsored by Chet's Johnson. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Chet Johnson. I thought it was...
We're sponsored by Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's an honest mistake.
So Chet's Johnson will not make an appearance on our show?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Chet, if you want to, you know, put your Johnson away, the segment's over. Billy Roderick. David Struff, whose Johnson is always out.
So isn't Billy's Roderick?
Well, remember the Broddick debate? Billy Broddick?
Yes.
I'm like,
what is going on? It's 4:35. We're already lost it.
What took us so long?
I know, right?
Yes, we are your comedy GPS. We'll take you around the lake and
well,
we'll
make
the
people
forest.
Smile instead of beeping and swearing.
Yeah, maybe they'll
now
do
they're
both.
Beeping and laughing.
And just think, when you give that finger, you'll be giving that finger with giddiness.
That's right.
Giddiness only provided
right.
by the giddy up.
There you go.
So after Mr. Struffolino is Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in beautiful Wakefield, Massachusetts. Go in, try the hash. And if you say you
especially
heard,
if you have your medical card.
Yes, like I do now.
Yes.
Yes. So go.
And the hash is even better.
By the way,
it's
go.
It's a special hash.
Mention the show. Get 15% added to your check.
No, if you mention the show, you definitely get a discount. Chrissy won't be like Flo and tell you to kiss her grits.
Because there's no grits in the restaurant.
That's right.
But if there was, oh, I tell you. Ah, Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who can be heard on Fridays.
Yes, we miss Chase.
We miss Chase.
We do miss
Fridays.
Chase.
Maybe we should have a holiday extravaganza.
Well, I'll get in contact with him. Yes. With Frankie and Bergamo, and we'll see.
Domo arigato, Frankie and Bergamo.
There you go. Domo.
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 Domo. Do not play that. You had that glint in your eye for a second. You glinted.
I don't even know what that means, so how could I do it?
Yes. Don't hide your glint. So Chase, once again, can be heard from 10 to midnight on Fridays on this here MFO radio station or online at WMFO.org. Or if you have foil wrapped around your antenna. Hey, now.
I have foil wrapped around something else. Sometimes I refer to it as my antenna.
Sometimes it's a ring ding. Sometimes it's a yodel. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Aliyah, Eddie Riley, Aliyah Fisher.
I would play a double shot of Johnny Irish, but he has no other songs.
Well, you can play Love Is Like a Rock.
Oh,
that
yeah.
song sucks.
Or I can just play Aliyah twice. No, when we get our version of it,
yeah,
then we can play that back to back.
Yep, December's coming. I can. I'm getting downtime soon, so it's really good. So I can work on that.
World premiere coming soon.
That's right. It's going to be done all on the butt bongo. That's no right. instruments, all butt bongo.
There you go.
I slap Paul's ass. He slaps mine. You have lead bongo, rhythm bongo. It's gonna be beautiful. Oh, so after Leah is Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Denny Martinetti of the Lounge can be heard every other Saturday night. I did not spin the wheel to see if it's this Saturday night or not. Actually, well, I think they were on last Saturday.
I could not tell you. I do miss Danny. I actually talked to him or texted with him this past week for a little bit, but I miss Danny.
Yes.
But he was in Maine now, so it's... I mean, it's tough, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's a good, you know, it's an hour and a half, depending
to,
upon Maine.
You know, to get down here, so I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wish him well.
We do, absolutely.
He's doing good things up there. He's producing a morning news show, so good for him. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth, back in black. It's Seth. No longer black to be back. Get loose.
You know, God rest Angus Young. Who,
Malcolm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, did you? I thought something might have just happened.
No. It's a Freudian slip, but
yeah,
if that's what you want to call it, it was a slip, but you know what I mean. Malcolm. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, jeez. No kidding.
Well, he's joining Bon Scott up in that big lightning bolt in the sky.
That's right. God, Bon Scott's been dead, I think, longer than he's been alive.
Jesus, right, I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy, we're so old. Do you remember when Bon Scott was alive?
Hey, come on. Geez, Highway to Hell, yeah. Back in Black.
Yeah.
The best two albums ever. Almost ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, so where do we leave off? I'm going to start at the top. No, I'm kidding. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth, I already did Black. Danny Rosen, Kyle Driver, and Kyle D, Bus Driver. We're not sure if they're related or not. The blood test had not come back.
No.
Lisa, I'm sorry, Joe Breezy Hyde.
Chris, should we take it over from the top again?
Why not?
Okay. You got it. Or that one.
Okay, so here's a list of people who want to rule the world. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Networking right. Peabody.
My finger's a little, I got an itchy trigger finger today. I want to rule the world.
Phil Fleming, Dorothy Bruzy Hebert, Bob, Samantha Ann, Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kandrzynski.
From the Wynn Hotels, which will have free rooms for life, because we mentioned them on the show.
Very good.
And when the Wynn Hotel, Casino and Hotel opens up, you mentioned the Giddy Up. Same applies.
15% added to your bill.
Exactly.
I forgot what my name was. Yeah, no, remember when we were driving home from the garden and we saw it, you know, after the Chili Pepper show, we go, just thinking a couple of years, it's like, why go home? Let's just get a room here. We'll all crash, play a couple hands of blackjack.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2020, I believe, right?
Yeah, 19 or 20, I'm not sure. Okay, so Marcin Kandrzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie Bergamo.
I talked to Frankie today. He said he will be here next week. And for the, I would like to do it, the, well, since Christmas is on a Monday, I believe, this year, we're not going to do
Monday or Tuesday, I'm not sure. Monday.
It's a Monday. Well, we wouldn't, so we'll do it the week before Christmas, I hope.
You know what? Maybe if we hope and pray and ask Santa Claus, maybe there's a chance we can have that Friday before Christmas.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that means, but we'll still do that.
We will keep you posted, as they say in the business.
Yes.
All right.
Or maybe we'll do two shows that week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God. So one with and one without ugly Christmas sweaters.
And then if we do two shows that week, you know what's going to happen.
Chaos ensues?
Well, yeah, besides that. Well, if that happens.
I think we just let this happen.
I don't know. this is going to be Chris on Friday. Bye, Friday. That was low. I don't know if anybody even heard it. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, man. Boston Ken
I've been waiting to play that for so long.
Oh, man. Okay, we just said Frankie. So, what falls in Bergamo? A memelette.
Yes.
It needs to be ready. Memelette.
What about a papalotto?
Oh,
in Bergamo. Memelette. We got to make a song about that.
It would be like a Dean Martin song. Papalotto in Bergamo, memelette fioretti.
No, it could be one of those new Rage line dance songs.
Rage line? Was it country music raves?
Papalotto, mamalotto, in Bergamo, memelette. Turn to your left.
Oh, man. Frankie, ba-ba-ba, Denise Fioretti, Mike Bessler, Frank Feely, Pat Cornier Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cab Number 54 with Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Adam Shetty, Jen and Rhiannon, and you, by request, Christina Pappalato,
yes.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tamash, Elaine Ivor Allen, Gail Bracken, Russell Blank, Lisa, oh my God, Lisa Sweetser, I couldn't read there for a second, Deb Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Paul Rizzo, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Castley, Pam Bridge, Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and Jennifer Polazzo.
Well, thank you, Christopher the Funny Man.
Well, you're welcome.
What's that?
Well, you're welcome.
Oh. And I happened to come across Sylvia last week.
Did you now?
Yes, I was going into the doctor's office, and she happens to have the same office. And it was great to see her. We love you, Syl. Hopefully you're still listening. And just a special shout-out, if you don't mind, to Tio, who used to be with us for quite a while. And, you know...
Did you talk to her?
I didn't talk. Just text, you know, happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving back. So I hope you're doing well.
Would she be... wanted to come in and say hello?
I didn't get into that too much, but I wouldn't. I would have no problem
I would
with
welcome
that.
It.
My God.
I would welcome it.
So,
that'd be like, that'd be the biggest thing, like, bigger than Zeppelin getting back together. It would be.
I don't
if
think
Led Zeppelin was playing one show and T.O. came back for one show, people say, screw that Zeppelin. I'm listening to the giddy up.
Well, we love T.O. no matter what. You know, if come back, you know, one show, two show. Hey,
open door.
It is an open door policy.
Open window if it's warm out.
But anyways, so thank you, Crystal. 4:46 in the afternoon. And you are listening, of course, to the best show on Freeform Radio. That would be the Giddy Up. And even though we are stuck on Taco Tuesday, but we made it into a two for Tuesday. So, with that being said, I would like to say that we are going to get back to some music. And hey, it's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. So don't feel, you know, like you can't have two tacos tonight if you do Taco Tuesday. Because I love Taco Tuesday. You know, I mean, we used to do it all the time, man.
No kidding.
But we did a Fajita Tuesday, which we should have done Fajita Fridays if they would agree to it. But anyways, so we'll get back to some music. Like I said, you guys want to hear anything, the number is 855-915-WMFO, which is 9636. So, Chris, would you like to take us out and we'll get back to some double shots?
A double shot.
Yes, of some great music. Some great rock and roll music.
Rock and
oral. And to ease your drive home.
To ease.
That's what we're here for.
To ease your pain.
So, you know, you don't have to yell and swear and give the finger and have road rage. We want you to have road, I don't know, heaven. So anyways, take us out, Chris.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
Nailed it.